Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, June the 21st, 2021, because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues.
According to the Ministry of Health, 6 people died of COVID-19 yesterday and 151 tested positive for the coronavirus. But this comes at a time the country is under tight restrictions in an effort to contain the spread of the disease.
Over 1,600 people have died of COVID-19 since March last year. The Ministry of Health also reports that more than 700,000 people have received their first COVID-19 vaccine, and almost 500,000 their second jab.
In an unrelated matter, Father Emmanuel Ribeiro of the Roman Catholic Church was laid to rest in Harare today at the National Heroes Acre.
And in Zambia, the body of the late former President Kenneth Kaunda is expected to lie in state in 10 provinces before he is laid to rest sometime in July.
And Gibbs, currently Zimbabwe is also observing 3 days of national mourning in respect of the late Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda.
Yabambe kunjalo Mavla says, yabona ukuthi ke eZimbabwe COVID-19 yamemetheka sibili kunye okumangalisayo. Kulabantu abayi-6 izolo ababulewe COVID-19, kodwa bayi-151 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Lokhu ke kubuya ngesikhathi ilizwe likhona kungaphansi kwalokho kuthiwa yi-lockdown. Siyakwazi ukuthi kwaqala ke sokule viki kuqalile ukuze kuthi kuvinjwe ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. So sikhuluma nje ke abantu abaye emacaweni, sikhuluma nje abantu kabaye emabhawa, abantu kabaye lapho kule midlalo khona endaweni ezijiyeneyo. So kwenzelwa ke ukuthi kunqatshelwe ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Xa sikhangela-ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abedlula 1,600 asebabulawa i-COVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Luyafika njalo uhlangothi lolu lokhu ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 700,000 asebehlatshwe okokuqala, bese kusiba labanye abafika 500,000 asebehlatshwe okwesibili. So siyabona sibili ukuthi hayi kukhona sibili okwenzakalayo. Kubese kusiba lolunye udaba njalo siyabona ukuthi umfundisi omkhulu weRoma, uFather Emmanuel Ribeiro weRoman Catholic Church, uzwathiwe namhla emathuneni amakhawe National Heroes Acre. Kwese kusithi khona ngale ke eZambia siyabona ukuthi ke kukhangelelwe ukuthi isidumbu sikaMoyi uKenneth Kaunda sizahanjiswa ke endaweni ezijiyeneyo, singathi ke ezabelweni zonke ezilitshumi, kusukela kusasa kusiyafika ke isikhathi abazabona ukuthi hayi abantu sebemvalisile uKaunda abesengcwatshwa ke ekuqaleni kukaNtulikazi. Siyabona nje lokuthi kulabantu ababekuzibra abathi hayi uKaunda wasebenza okunye okumangalisayo, abakuzaphu labo bathi uKaunda wasebenzi kweze kusiba lo mhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi uKaunda wayendoda emadodeni. So kume njalo yikho sebe sikhuluma ngakho okunye okwangikhona namhlanje. Sikhona mpha-ke lo Marvelous kunjalo ke.
Ayi wakunawo bashangobva kuphinda muchirongwa chedu che-Live Talk nhasi musi wemuvhuro June 21. Uko tiri kusepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19. Bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 6 vakawanikwa ivo vachibva kubva kuchirwere checovid-19 nezuro, uyezve pane vanhu 151 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda iri recovid-19 munyika. Zviri kuita izvo kuti hurumende iwanikwe iyo ichiwanikwa ichisunga yatingati mitemo yekuedza kudzivirira denda iri recovid-19. Tinoona kuti kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana sekumashonaland west, kunzvimbo dzakadai sekuchirundu nedzimwewo nzvimbo, zviri kutaurwa izvo kuti pari zvino pane zviga zvakatosungwa kuti vanhu vasawanikwe vachifamba-famba, uyezve vachienderera mberi vachipfeka mamaski, vachiita social distancing nekugeza maoko pamusoro pedenda iro rire covid-19. Tinotarisa kuti munyika pari zvino pane vanhu 1,600 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubva ratanga muna Machi gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti iro bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pasi pechirongwa chacho chephase 2 yekubaya nhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino pane vanhu 700,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 yekutanga, uyezve 500,000 zvinoreva izvo kuti 500,000 yevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachipedza kubayiwa madosis avo ese ecovid 19 asi mune imwe nyaya yaitika nhasi taona isu kuti vaimbova ivo fata veRoma fata Emmanuel Ribeiro vechurch yeRoman Catholic vawanikwa ivo vachiradzikwa kumarinda eHeroes ekanhasi mushure mekunge vashaya vachipiwa ruremekedzo rwegamba. Taona zvakare kuti munyika yeZambia mutumbi wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaKenneth Kaunda wawanikwa ivo uchinzi uchange uri kuonekana nevanhu mazuva ari kutevera iwaya uyezve vachavigwa mwedzi unouya. Asi tinoona kuti munyika yeZimbabwe mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakazivisa ivo kuti pachange pane mazuva matatu ekuremekedza gamba iri ravari kuti iro vaKenneth Kaunda vakabatsira chaizvo kuti rusununguko rweZimbabwe rwanikwe ruripo uyezve rusununguko rweAfrica nekuti pane vamwe dzimwe nyika dzeAfrica dzaive nevanhu vavo vaigara imomo munyika yeZambia vachirwira ivo rusununguko munyika dzavo. Saka izvi ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo nhasi, Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with that, the issue of the Zambian, former Zambian president. We spoke to some former Zebra freedom fighters there in Bulawayo, and they spoke to Ezra Chisaspanda, and we had this in our program, Zimbabwe Today, as spokesman. So the first guy that we spoke to is Mr. Mark Mbaiwa. He's one of the former freedom fighters. Let's hear what he said about Kaunda.
Vantu vaniti kulusizi kuti ubaba uKaunda kaseko indoda esisebenzela kwesikhathi eside ezimisele ukusinceda lanxa kwakunzima kutheni wayengumuntu esayisilayo esincedisa ngayo yonke into ukugcina liberation movement elizweni lakhe was not a joke because abantu beZambia they lost eventually everything. He wrote the government. He bombed throughout the day. He made people not to believe in Kaunda to a certain extent. But what are the local angels as a support? I reckon there's a time when he called Ian Smith, who was the pastor, who could be trying to bring up peace within Rhodesia and Zambia. Smith was for Kuluma into the Kwa'i's Funa. Kaunda was sticker to the principle of the eye. Ipisi sidingayo it must involve majority of women in the country. Nxa inganjalo hayi asivumelani layo, but it is people ama-frontline states by then who thought ukuthi uKaunda by so doing wayesethengisile, which was not the case.
So that is Mr. Mbaiwa, you know, he's a former freedom fighter and he was in Zebra. So what he's saying here, marvelous, is that you know, Kenneth Kaunda played a very critical role in terms of you know, the armed struggle of Zimbabwe. And the thing is, at one stage, you know, there were lots of bombings in Zambia, and people thought that he was going to abandon the liberation, the freedom fighters. But he continued and said, no, we have to push an agenda of freeing Africa. And so he says, at one stage, Ian Smith actually held a meeting with Kaunda, and some people were saying Kaunda is selling out. But according to him, Kaunda never sold out.
Yes, I also had the occasion to speak to former freedom fighter Amai Margaret Dongo on my women's show on Saturday, and she echoed the same sentiments, and she was actually saying that she got the opportunity to meet the former president Kenneth Kaunda at Harvard, where she was studying over there when she was here in the States, and also when she was an MP in Zimbabwe. But she said she only had kind words and courageous words to say about the former president Kaunda. She said that he opened up as his country at a time when it was very difficult, because she said she feels that he's a hero for Africa, not only Zimbabwe, because he was instrumental, you know, in many countries in Africa, especially Southern Africa, getting their independence.
Yes, we also spoke to Mr. Romagnati. He's the first, or let me say he was among the first freedom fighters. So he went to Zambia, and then Kaunda sent him to Tanzania. Let's hear his story about what he says about Kaunda.
Into my day, what you want to account, I want to leave. One year was the part. Into Angie, what you take to the Kapo and the city of the city of the Tanganyika. wanginceda kakhulu wangifaka egasini eyayivele incedisa abantu asuke elodisha besiye eTanzania. Ngathi ngifika eTanzania kumele ube le-ofisi ye-National Democratic Party kodwa zathola ngathola ubana owethu umeli khona ngale kakafiki. Ngasuka ngathi ngenye ulokhu seyi-VNTV eyoniti ekhokho naye eTanzania ifuma nemota zokhu ithengi kodwa ngumakhaza wangi-advise ukuthi kumele ngenzeni selizweni eTanganyika ukubona ngayo akuke kuluwa la mavumi lapha unkomo esivumulukana kube kusilwe la mabhumu izikhali zindlela unkomo wathi uKawunda kungaba njani uKawunda sesengifubana ngilontshi i-Amsterdam ukunika umuntu lapha ozoncedisa athwale indobho isuka eTanganyika isidlule eZambia erodisha kwanjathi aye ngizokukhangelela kula bantu abavela eZimbabwe lapha aneni kodwa ukhona engithembileyo ungakwenzela kuhle ngizakutshela ngakhuluma naye namanje uKawunda wamdinga umuntu kamthula wathola u-Abraham Tiwane uTiwane-ke wethe sinenzi osimnika yena that was 1962 uTiwane wethe mukele izikhali ezivele eTanganyika lezi zikhali zazivele zimafulwe umkomo wakhe was a smuggler from Egypt. As well as the Timeline. This is Sweet Lamapa. What the woman about Tatakuna? The Local James Wana, if you never got told that it is, where is Mr. Wana? I think it's a cool account.
So, Marvelous Day, you can hear, it's an exclusive that was done by Ezra Jesus Fund, you know, with these veterans. So literally what he's saying is telling us about how the liberation struggle was actually executed, you know, using weapons. So he says, you know, Kaunda played another key role in terms of the armed struggle itself, since there was this kind of thing that they should have smuggled weapons from Tanganyika. Still remember, Tanzania used to be Tanganyika by that time. So to smuggle weapons from there to Zambia and then Zimbabwe. So there were people that were actually taking those arms from that country and up to Zimbabwe. So you mentioned names like Abraham Kiwane, who's known, you know, in the Zipra forces, Thomas Ngwenya, Tumiso Tabengwa, and Squilly Moyo. So these were very key people in actually executing the liberation struggle. Well, let me say the armed struggle of Zimbabwe. In its infancy, they played that kind of role. So, Kunjalo.
Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vairwirawo hondo yerusununguko vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pemabasa akabatwa nemuchakabvu Dr. Kenneth Kaunda vaimbova mutungamiri weZambia.
Yeah, so we have got one last video that we are going to show of this gentleman. His name is Mr. Mkololi Zulu. He is now the spokesperson, presidential spokesperson of the ZAPU Party, led by Mr. Isaac Mabuga. So he's talking briefly about what he thinks Kaunda was all about. Here he comes.
Mina ngibona senimlinganisa ezinye inkokheli. Ngakhangela impi ezazilwa eZambia ikakhulu njengoba bethintile abadala lapho. nokubhonjwa kwezinkamba ngempilo kankomo ekhupha kuntuwa sibili ilizwe lakhe laba yibheligamba. Amanye amapresidenti nomala ukuthiwa ngamajayenti bala ukugcina ezinhlanganiso zenkululeko, bathi abafuni ukuthi kulwelwe kumbe abalweli benkululeko belwe besuke emazweni abo. Yena wala kuphela. Lakathi sikhonapha sezizokhunga ngokuthi ukuthi ubani sasonke kuma-trenches bengazange bavume ukuthi bahlale labanye abantu abayosalwela inkululeko njenge-ANC yathathe ekugcineni emuva. Kuthi ukhawunda nazange abe le ndaba lo. Babe cha amabhulu kodwa nazange ayekele kwaze kwasekugcineni. Yikho nxa ngixega labanye abantu mboni ngane na wayelesigaba sakhe sodwa wayeqonge kakhulu ukufuna ukuthi abantu abamnyama bakhululeke babe nesithunzi.
So there you are, marvelous. That is Mr. Mkululi Zulu. He is a former freedom fighter. Of course, he was with the Zebra Forces. So he's saying that, you know, Kaunda played a very, very key role in terms of, you know, him fighting on the side of the liberation movements. So in essence, he says he was a very, very key figure in all this. So now I think we have got some of our guests that are actually lined up here so that we can actually discuss this issue with them. I think Marvelous has actually fallen off the radar, but we hope to get very shortly. Let's get Mr. Mavaza, Mr. Simba Mavaza. Mr. Mavaza, welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Pips, and thank you.
Thank you very much. So, you know, Kenneth Kaunda, you know, is late and is going to lie in state for a couple of days. And Zimbabwe has actually declared 3 days of mourning, which ends today. So, what can you say about Kaunda? You know, because we're talking to former Zebra Forces here, combatants. We're saying, you know what, that gentleman really played a key role in the liberation of Zimbabwe.
First, let me make a correction. The mourning period in Zimbabwe is 14 days. What had happened was when it came out as 3 days, it was overlapping with the 3 days given to the national hero, Father Riberia, who was buried today at the National Hero Center. So Father Riberia's mourning period ended today, but for Kenneth Kaunda, it is 14 days, which will end in 2 weeks from now. The reason for extending to 14 days was simply because Kaunda still lies in state. And therefore, culturally, it is within our culture to have the mourning period until the date of burial. And therefore, the mourning period is not 3 days in Zimbabwe. It is indeed 14 days.
Yes.
Yes, but however, coming to the point you have raised, to the question you've raised, Zimbabwe has lost quite a man in Kaunda. Kaunda played a great role in the independence of Zimbabwe and independence of so many countries, so many Southern African countries and Africa at large. And if you remember, he was one of the members of the frontline state leaders. And he was the last man standing in the frontline set, where it was him, Robert Mugabe, Samora Machel, and Nyerere of Tanzania, and Kaunda was the last man standing in the whole team. But when you look at Kaunda's contribution to the country of Zimbabwe and any other country, African country, they are quite. You cannot measure them. You cannot put them to any level. He sacrificed. Would you know that Zambia became poorer, could not progress, despite that they had enough copper and enough resources. But it was because they were sabotaged for supporting independence of Zimbabwe, of South Africa, of Namibia. Kaunda allowed his own people to suffer because of his selfless move, which he was giving definitely to Zimbabwe. So when you look at it, Gibbs, you will see that Kaunda was quite selfless. He did what many people cannot do. most people, they will rather feed their children first. Kaunda made Zambian sacrifice for the sake of independence for other countries. So we give our independence to Kaunda. We celebrate his life and mourn with the Zambians because he meant a lot to us than he would to the Zambians. And furthermore, of course, he came some lowest moments of his life when he was exiled into Zimbabwe by Chiluba. But the Zambians were quick to appreciate him. They did not throw away his legacy. They did not throw away his name. They kept the respect they gave him, even though there was just that period of a confusion which came from the other countries who urged the Zambians to throw away their leaders. But at the end of the day, Zambians realized that there is a lot in the founding fathers. You cannot just throw them away. You can't just wish them away. So the name Kaunda cannot be wished away. It became a household name in Africa, a household name in Zambia. And yes, while he was in Zimbabwe in exile, his wife passed on, which was about 4 years ago, if we remember. And then finally, the Zambian government started appreciating him, calling him back home, to understand that he died in the comfort of his country. He did not go to die abroad like other leaders would do, and he was treated in Zambia and Zimbabwe. And one more thing I'll say briefly is that Kaunda died only with $5 million to his name. Unlike other African leaders, they die billionaires. Kaunda had shown the world that he was not as greedy as the other countries wanted to portray him. And the Zambians would have thought that Kaunda was corrupt, but they realized that some presidents who became president of Zambia for a few period than Kaunda died billionaires, yet Kaunda had only $5 million for all the years he's been the president. So in other words, it shows us that he was a man who was not corrupt.
Thank you very much. Marvelous. We've got Mr. Kura Wona as well. Quiet, Marvelous. Yeah, quiet.
Parikutaurwa ipo nhoroondo yava Kenneth Kaunda uyezve imi muri vechidiki tinoona munomirira bato reMBC Alliance zviwo zvamungataura imi makamirira bato renyu sevechidiki pamabasa akabatwa nava Kenneth Kaunda apo vakange vari vapenyu.
Sekutanga ndinoti tine urombo kuAfrica as a continent. Tine urombo pasi rose kurasikirwa noumwe anga ari mutungamiriri wenyika yekuno kusouthern Africa. Asi chabatsira pamusoro pavakaunda chekutanga, mabasa avakabata panguva yehondo yechimurenga kuti Southern Africa igone kuwana rusununguko. Hatigoni kutaura kweindependence yeSouthern Africa tikasiya vanhu vakafanana navakaunda. Ndo zvikuru zvatinowanzisisa, zvatinovazivira kazhinji zhinji. But chikuru chakanyanya kukosha chandoda kubata pana vakaunda, chakasiyana nevamwe matungamirira zhinji muno muAfrica, ndechekuti mushure mekunge vakundikana musarudzo, vakaunda havana kuita zvatinoziva zvinoitwa nemuAfrican leaders zvekuramba vachikuti ndini, asi vachiona kuti sarudzo ndakurirwa. Vakaita inonzi peaceful transfer of power, vakapa vamwe power kuti indakurirwa. Akunda ngachiita sei, ngachitungamirira. Chinova chinhu chatinoshuvira muno muAfrica, chinova chinhu chatinoshuvira kuvatungamiri veAfrica, chinova chinhu chatinoshuvira kunyange nyika yeZimbabwe, kuti kana wadyiwa musarudzo, bvuma uripo upe mumwe aite sei, aite take over, nekuti hausiwo wega une ruzivo rwekutungamirira nyika. Saka ini ndocho chikuru chandinoda kutenda paupenyu hwavakaunda, kuti havana kuita kumbindu ndoga. Vakanzwisisa kuti nyika vanhu, vakanzwisisa kuti nyika ibudirire, tinofanira kunge tichitambidzana mazano.
Tinokutendai vakurauone. Gibbs, I'm not sure if we can now move on to Father Ribeiro because our time may be limited, because I wanted to come back to the issue of demolitions, because Mr. Kurawane here was a councillor in Mashingo, so we want to understand what actually happened.
Yes, let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, then we go into the other issue. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for helping me, Baba Dube. Siyabonga
futhi. Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi ubona njani okwenziwa ngoKenneth Kaunda imisebenzi yakhe.
I just feel like singing Nkosi Sikelela Afrika as a child. Let me just, may I take this to individual level. I grew up as a child. Remember, Zambia was the second home to our brothers and sisters. By then, the leader was Kenneth Kaunda, Dr. KK. Myself, I have a biological brother who went to Zambia, never came. He was one of the people, one of the millions of our people who were butchered by the racist white rule of Ian Smith. So today, if this name is mentioned, Kenneth Kaunda's name is mentioned, I feel today. But then I say Kenneth Kaunda, as you, it is safe to say his legacy lasts forever. Remember, Kenneth Kaunda promoted this motto of Africa being one. As he managed to forge a nation out of the very desperate ethnic dialects in Zambia, and he formed a nation out of that, which was an achievement on African continent, not only in Zambia. So today I want to say the harsh realities of white racist rule in Zimbabwe sharpened the leaders like Kenneth Kaunda. He promoted our people, he protected our brothers and sisters. So I myself,
Yes, let's proceed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not sure if you now have the guest, so we can move on to...
Yes, now we've got Savana Madamombe.
Yes, Sakaragetsi, Tito Chingamiza, Ine Mfaro, Mshare Madamombe. Tunaona imi murienyu, ya iziva, Father Ribeiro. Personally, nekuti baba venyu vakadzidza na Father Ribeiro uyezve pakashaya baba venyu vakavigwa na Father Ribeiro mukatitsananguro here kuti vanga vari munhu akaita se
Matamombe, can you open your mic? Unmute.
Okay, sorry.
Quiet.
Ndabize gatenda chaizvo. Ndiri kurwadziwa nekuti nhasi tashaya mukana wekunochema baba. Sekuru, chaiva sekuru, sekuru vatakakura tichiona, vatakakura tichiziva. Asi nenyaya yekuti kune kuona, nenyaya yekuti mugovernment, mutemo wati hapana vanhu vanofanira kuenda hatina kukwanisa kunovaradzisa. Baba Ribeiro, vaive shamwari yababa vangu, childhood friend, vakadzidza vese pakutama, vakadzidza vese kugomere, vakapinda vese ufata, vakapikira ufata, baba vangu vakapikira ufata kusvika 6 years. Baba Ribeiro vakanapedzisa baba vangu vakazoregedza zvavo asi havana kuregera ushamwari hwavo kukura kwavo kwese. Baba Ribeiro vanga vari munhu wekuti handizivi kuti tichafa takaona mumwe munhu akaita sababa Ribeiro here kana kuti igeneration yavo handinzwisise. Vaive nerudo rwaityisa, vaiita kuti munhu nemunhu wavasangana naye unofunga kuti iwewe ndiwe unodiwa kudarika mumwe wese. Tiri kuteerera ndichinzwa mhuri dzakawanda dziri kutaura dzichichema baba Ribeiro tichifunga kuti ivo ndo vakanga vaine special relationship just like isusu tiri kufungawo kuti taive nespecial relationship but that was the ability yaive nababa Ribeiro yekuti kwese kwavasvika vanokuita mufile kunge muri important havakuita tumufire senhapwa kana kuti ivo vari important waiti ukagara pasi navo uchitaura navo baba Ribeiro awaitombofunga kuti kutaura nemunhu mukuru akadaro nekuti vaida kunzwa pfungwa dzako iwe vaive nekamwe kaability kekuti iwewe ndiwe unofila kunge ndiwe unotori neruzivo asi vachikupa nguva vachikupa This is why Vakapinda Ngoma Yetu said the Shivani ne Hosho the Roman Catholic Church. Iwo Vakashinda Imomo, yet one of Yakuti Kutu Unamate, Unofana Kunge I'll see a woman wako we now the city culture edu and sitting in that San Angren Chichi Panababari Bayo.
Maybe can you share some sentiments, because I remember I was speaking to a friend of yours who was at your late father's funeral, where actually Father Ribeiro officiated, that he had asked the local priest to say, no, I know you're the local parish priest, but I'm coming to officiate. But he seemed to have said something to your father that made everybody at that funeral laugh. But he says that whatever it is that he said stood up to him, and when he remembers Baba Ribeiro.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question, sorry. What did you ask me?
What are the sentiments that you remember most about him? Because I understand from a friend of yours who was at your father's funeral that he said something at that funeral when your father died. Talking about how they'd grown up together and your father, who was younger, had passed on.
Okay. Not sure exactly what you're talking about, but very humble men who had accomplished a lot of things, but he would never be proud and speak about the genius that he had won. The Shinja Wakaita Shakawanda. Even Babawangu, Wakaita Wakapinda of Batranika Isha, Kawanda, Babawangu, as Baba Ribeiro and who was what it would be. And when she took the Tanga who Zianis, I won Nasik and Tanga who are put to our Nasik and what the change is. And I can't get what I'm saying. State to come celebrate our painting shop. And Papani was the Sarasu and his mind.
I will come back to that one, kids.
Yes, now you can mute your button. Let's go to Dr. Mavaza. So, Dr. Mavaza, when you talk about, you know, some of these issues concerning the late Father Ribeiro, do you have any word for that?
Yeah, just to say, you see, Father Ribeiro was a different person, was a different clergy than other clergy we have met around the world. Father Ribeiro was a man who was dignified, who respected his religion, and who kept his hand on the culture. And he did not only respect culture, he introduced a socio-cultural religious system where the only church in the world where culture and religion are mixed is the Zimbabwean Catholic Church. Other Catholics or elsewhere, they follow the Western culture. But you see, the Zimbabwean Catholics only are completely different
from other Catholics elsewhere. Zimbabwean Catholics, they would do the drums, which was the instrument of music in Zimbabwean cultural songs. They would see them doing a worship, and they would do dignified but cultural dances. And even during a funeral service, a priest, a Roman Catholic priest, would actually commit your soul to your relatives who have died before you, which other religions are told to forget and just commit them to Christ alone. So you'd see that that religious opening which has been introduced to us by Father Ribeiro. I'm not a Catholic myself. I'm an Adventist, but I've respected the Catholicism through the works of Father Ribeiro and through the works of other Catholic priests like Father Mconori and others. But when you look at it again further, I would want to say we owe as a country a lot to Father Emmanuel Ribeiro. We owe the National Anthem. He assisted in the National Anthem. He actually designed the Zimbabwean flag, if you were not aware. It was him with another team. And Father Ribeiro actually drove Mugabe and Chekere out of Zimbabwe during the liberation struggle up to Tangwena's place. It was Father Ribeiro and Moven Mahachi. Moven Mahachi was the driver for his Lobel's bakeries. And Father Ribeiro sat there with him, drove together so that at every roadblock they could not be stopped. They just saw a priest. And he assisted in the struggle for independence. And actually, it is Father Ribeiro's letter, which I have a copy here, which was sent to the High Court, which made the High Court commute the death sentence from Emmerson Mnangagwa then, who was a 17-year-old, to a prison term. When he served it, it was Father Ribeiro who asked them to release him from prison and deport him back to Zambia. So, in other words, he saved the life of the current president today. And there are so many freedom fighters who were actually saved the hangman's noose by Father Ribeiro, by Father Emmanuel Ribeiro, because of his intervention between the Smith regime and the liberators. If you look at it, he stood up when it was hot, when it was dangerous to do so. He was a man who learned that sacrifice is when you can do something when it is dangerous to do so. And he did, not to save his life, but to save lives of men. So several Zimbabweans today, they are proud of being Zimbabweans. They are proud of their flag. They are proud of their national anthems, but they were not aware that it came from a Catholic priest who said in the poverty of Catholicism to give the country the riches of freedom.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate and thank Father Ribeiro and his family and his church for the contributions they've done to Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think we've got another guest, and that is Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. She is in Tel Aviv, Israel. Miss Pepe, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dube.
Yeah, unjan.
Ngiyaphila baba unjan.
Hayi siyaphila. Sikhuluma ke ngoKenneth Kaunda, sikhulume njalo la ngoFather Ribeiro lokunye okutheneyo kule Zimbabwe. So wena ungathini nxa singakhuluma ngakhona kukaFather Ribeiro? Ukubona njani?
UFather Ribeiro mbethi bengingazange ngakubheka nokukubheka like.
Yes, siyakuzwa ke. Kodwa ke nxa singangena kokunye khonokho ke sikhuluma ngakho kukaKaunda, ungathi?
Ah, ngingathi mina ukuthi laba abantu abadala like abafayo manje angazi yena ukuthi ngingathi ukontribute okungakanani khona ngale ngakubo, because mina I feel ukuthi i-Africa is a continent. Bona laba abadala bona laba yibo basifake lapha esikhona right now, like kumess lesikuyo as a continent. So I don't think ukuthi I've got so much good to say about abantu abafana naye anyway.
Ye, kuluma sibe lokufisa ukukhuluma ngoba siyakhumbula eZambia la ke langani liyachelela kwezomnotho. Ukhawunde sabusa. So kuluma sibili sizwe maphepha.
Ye, nike la ngathi liba njalo, ene ungakhangela vele mina I was a bit disappointed because iZambia ibingathi izinto zihamba kahle, and then lately I noticed ukuthi soku involved in China lapho.
Mm-hmm.
And into zakhona nje like I think iAfrica vele izinto azihambi ngendlela ukukhuluma iqiniso yinto engayitho, and mina I feel ukuthi kusukela kibo bona laba abadala babephambili bangahambisanga izinto ngendlela.
Yes, so sukuye lo daba lolunye esikhuluma ngalo olweziphephele ukuthi kambe ukubona njani ukuthi abantu bayaphephela emazweni ilizwe lona likhululekile. So kulompa kona sikhuluma usewele Israel awukho ekhaya, akukuthinti khonokho?
Ngiyangithinta, and this is Zoom namhlanje like bengifonela abantu right now eSouth Africa ngithi you angazi ukuthi ngingenza njani inhliziyo isekhaya right now ngiyafisa but because of the financial security yinto esingenza ngihlale lapha ngikhona you know ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi ekhaya sengingazithola sengithele nzima but honestly it's not like ukuthi emazweni siyakholisa babuduve home will always be home as much as isifisa ukwenza izinto but kulezinto eziningi ekhaya ezisenza like singafuni ukubuyela emuva uyabo ngoba every time kumele uhlale ucabanga ngokuthi ngingabuyela ekhaya maybe ngihambe ngile mali imali le ingaphela then what because into zabo nje like azenzakali ngendlela if either noma uthi uzama ukuphakama i-government ibuya la ichaya entanyeni khonapha they make sure nje ungathi balwisana labantu zomphakathi ukuthi bona bayehlulekile njengohulumende but thina abantu basesithi siyazenzela babuya futhi balishaya entanyeni khonapha so ugcina unga-understand ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalani but it's not like emazweni kumnandi sihlaliswe nje amswa abantu abaningi i-financial security
Yeah, hold on, uvale khonapho ke mute i-button lakho just press mute ukuze thi singakuzwa xa offset so what she's saying here Marvelous is that you know all these elderly people who actually liberated countries they have something to do with Zimbabweans who are going to exile. You know, some are economic refugees, some are political refugees, and all these kind of things. So she doesn't have very kind words for people like Kaunda, you know. So he says maybe these old people, they didn't do well, you know, as far as she's concerned. She's concerned, you know.
I worry, Kaisin Boenda Kunava Kuraone. Vakuraone Mumbuti for Mazeni, which again Bukuti, and this is the Uti Mangamuku Tezraire, Panyaya, Yafada, Emmanuel, Liberio, Babasa, Vakabata, Mukubatira, Tinotona, Sakaribai, and Mapatu, Sakaram, Pitis, and Evan, Marumu, Mende, Mungatu, Mungavaranga, Rose, Satapinda Panyaya, put up Yashiva.
Ah, Zakafana, Glassis of Amukutaura. Anjina angu rizuko rwenya kuwanda pa pamusoro pa pafada so andika gona kutambisa nguva yenyu nokuti musoro
wa maybe you can go straight into the issue of being refugees you know this is an issue that no normal people are saying is because it stems from those old traditional leaders who she says they've actually messed up a lot of things
No, I think she was referring to Kenneth Kaunda, but in this case, I'm going to comment about Father, the late Ribeiro, yes. Yes. Yes, I don't know much about him.
Mm-hmm.
I only came to know more about him. Maybe Panguwaya Kanita Zunje, Sheku Nechi Nechi. That's when I came to know him. But prior to that, I didn't know anything about him.
And I think Ms. Savannah Madamumbe was sharing that those same sentiments that you are sharing, that it's a pity that most people didn't know him until now that he has passed on and he has been declared a hero. Like she was lamenting some of you know the good works that he did. But anyway, I want to take this opportunity to just put you in the corner there. Regarding these demolitions that we're seeing happening in Zimbabwe. I know, you know, we've heard from government that the MDC is the one that are in the councils. So what is going on regarding these demolitions?
So firstly, I want to clear on the issue of MDC being in councils. I think it has to be clear which MDC is running councils. Just soon after elections, MDC Alliance was responsible for all the 28 city councils out of 32. MDC Alliance was running 28. And soon after the Supreme Court judgment, where we saw councillors being recalled, Monzora and ZANU-PF, they since removed the MDC Alliance councillors and mayors. And replace them with their own. So this is why I wanted to clarify, to say which MDC is running these councils. So that issue has to be very clear. Right? Secondly, now I'm going to the issue of demolition. If you look at what is happening right now. I have an experience of being a councillor. I've been a councillor in Mashiko City Council for 7 years, from 2013 to 2021. Right now, for example, in Harare, there is this guy called Muguti, who was appointed on a position which I don't think exists in any structure of local governance. But I think was only appointed there to disturb the smooth run of these councils. According to the procedure and the reporting procedure of councils, Muguti is nowhere near any local government office. So I don't know which powers is using to issue instructions and directives to councils. This really surprising me. Because under the normal circumstances, councils should only get directives from the Minister of Local Government. But now, it is something else. One, Muguti is issuing directives, and surprisingly, the Harare City Council is following instructions from Muguti, who, according to our Urban Councils Act, doesn't have powers to issue any directives to councils. So, the two things should be taken from councils, is in the city of Harare. One, it's either there is a bond between now Douglas Monzora Run Council and the ZANU-PF system, or two, it's a trip by the ZANU-PF with a demolition so that what is the MGC Council, because they know the people that are being stabbed in the information. They don't have that information about who is doing what. So at the end of the day, people will just say the MGC Council and Putira Zone. But when in actual fact, it's not their bond thing to say, let's go and demolish Zinjawan. So this is now politics at play. ZANU-PF is now preparing to go for election, and they are trying to set a narrative which they know will then dent the image of the MGC ZANU councils. This is the problem now is ZANU-PF is prioritizing their own political interests ahead of people's livelihoods. So it's really pathetic. There's no other. We all know in Zimbabwe we have got about 80% unemployment. And if you ask them today, employed in Zimbabwe, employed because of informal trading. And it is the same informal trading. So you then wonder what do they want people to do to
Guanakuraram? Well, I want to cut you short there. Thank you so much. Hold on. Let's bring in Mr. Ntini. As an observer, you know, he's a very independent observer. Mr. Ntini, welcome, sir. So you've been hearing us, you know, we're all over the show. So we talked about Kaunda, we talked about, you know, the issue of the demolitions in terms of, you know, what is happening in Harare and other issues. So maybe you may start with the demolitions and then to the counter issue, because you have got a certain thing that you're going to tell people about what they don't want to hear quietly. Just briefly.
Yeah, I'll say on the issue of demolitions, I think it's very sad that in the dead of winter, when people are struggling economically because of COVID-19 and also the mere fact that our economy is not doing well, we have more than 90% of people that are in the formal sector. So when these things are being demolished, here we're talking about the where people do their selling, and also, of course, there's demolitions of the housings. So people are left homeless in the winter. So I don't know, like I think the spokesperson for the MPC Alliance kind of made it clear that MPC Alliance is no longer controlling the councils. So then this shows that there's politics at play. I'm coming in as an independent person saying okay, we know that the local ministry is controlling most of the councils, and we know that MDCT is the one that is controlling the day-to-day. So then this will mean to me it is a political issue where the blame will be passed on from different layers. But at the end of the day, I think they're going to try to place the blame on MDC Alliance, which was elected by the people, but no longer in the councils to represent the people. That would be my view on that. And then on Kaunda, you're going to get me into trouble, Mr. Ture. I think earlier on when we had a show, I did mention that, you know, Kaunda was a great, leader in Africa. And maybe to add what my sister Vivian was alluding to, when you look at Kaunda, Kaunda was a president in Zambia from 1961 until maybe 1990. And we know that he actually was a leader during the worst times for Zambia. So maybe he kind of overstayed during that time. And maybe now we are just seeing the ripple effects of that time. Yes, he was a great leader within Africa. He took care of the refugees from Zimbabwe under Zipra and many other liberation movements. That cannot be taken away from him. But I think he overstayed in his time in power from 1961 to, I believe, 1990. So had he maybe passed on the baton at an earlier time and had better successors, maybe Zambia would not have actually experienced what they went through in the 1990s. And now, actually, Zambia is kind of going back to the 1990s. If you hear about what's happening in Zambia right now, Zambia is sort of going back to what was happening in 1990. The economy is not doing well, but it's an election season as well. Hopefully, the elections will take care of the issues. And then on the issue of the public driver, I'm one of the people that had no idea who he was until yesterday. When I heard about him, designing the flag or the national anthem, it was a shock to me. So most of our history was not as Catholic, and our history needs to be revised so that people know us as such heroes while they are alive, not when they are dead.
Thank you very much. And still on the line, Baba Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi, ngamafutshane sibili, isikhathi sesidlule kumaNgoyi. So nxa ungaphosela ukugcina khonapho, ungathini? Very, very briefly, before we go to Mr. Mabaza.
Ngiyabonga. I didn't know anything about the leader of the church, Mr. Deyo. However, I'll just say, may his soul rest in peace. And then I go back to our hero, Kenneth Kaunda. Our hero Kenneth Kaunda, he wanted the total liberation of our continent, Africa. That's what he fought for. And Kenneth Kaunda, he did not stay for too long as a leader in Zambia. He only ruled Zambia from 1964 to 1991, I believe, which is about 27 years. And then I'll say to you, Dube, when he took over Zambia from the racists who ruled the Zambian country for 70 years. There were no black graduates in Zambia. You only had less than 100 people who graduated from a college. So for him to make things right, how long it has to take for someone to make things right, a person like Zambia, and you remember how long it took them to get independence. Now it's for us as young people to stop creating these little parties who are dividing Africans. If you look at it now, Zimbabwe is going to be going for elections. All we are going to be hearing is about people praising individuals and destroying a country. Now, if you look at what is happening in Harare there, you go there in Harare, you'll be surprised. Everybody's pointing fingers at each other, which these African heroes did not fight for. So, to me, I remember Kenneth Kaunda when he stood up in United Nations representing South Africa. His black people in South Africa were not allowed to vote or to say anything in their country. He said to black people, remember when you go back to South Africa, two ways. Two wrongs can never make right. So these words should be ringing in the heads of our young people wanting to be an option in Zimbabwe to say, never ever point people and start blaming them. Do things right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Siyabonga ngikubambe konabo ke sekubaba uMavaza Dr. Mavaza, before we go to Manda Mombe. Marvelous, go ahead.
Hey, Mavaza, multiple must be humans because I'm going to talk one about one.
Go ahead, Mavaza.
I'm not sure if Mr. Mavaza can hear us.
Oh, go ahead, sir. No, yeah.
Thank you. I hate Zoom, Mavaza. Thank you so much. Firstly, Vakura One is a bit confused. The Mwanzora MVC recalled some councillors, not all. The councils in the whole of Zimbabwe, in all of urban areas, are still being run by MDCA, the Chamisa ones. Yes, some few guys have been recalled, not by ZANU-PF, but by Mwanzora. But there is always a mistake the MDC always do, is to blame anybody who opposed them to be ZANU-PF. Being a ZANU-PF member does not mean we are after MDC. We are after development in the country. The demolitions which are taking part now, they've been passed and voted for by the council. And these are resolutions voted for by the council when it was a full council, before they were even recalled. So MDC must be responsible and own up and say they are wrong. And we are saying, and ZANU-PF is saying, demolishing these structures is not the solution at the moment. Why in June? Why in winter? And why when people cannot fend for themselves? But when the council comes up with a resolution, the party, a mere party like ZANU-PF, cannot stop that resolution. And ZANU-PF is not, even if you look at the demolitions, there are no Zimbabwe Republic police there. They are council police. And that is the council business. ZANU-PF only runs the government, not the councils. So that is very wrong. And Kura only knows very well that is just plain politics and not reality. But again, I want to comment briefly, Mars, my sister from Israel. I think it's a shame she did not read much of her history better, and she has to do that. Zambia suffered not because of mismanagement by Kaunda, but because of sabotage it got from everywhere, because of helping people like Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Namibia. Again, she must remember, if she could read the history very well, Zambia did very well from 1961. It was one of the jewels of Africa until 1973, when the price of copper fell down. So that included copper falling down and the liberation movements going to Zambia for assistance. And all these things put up together, they affected Zambia economically. So this has nothing to do with his age or nothing to do with malpractice. And therefore, it is a shame that when we don't read our history, we blame those who are still alive. And furthermore, most of these youth who have graced this program today, yes, I would ask them to go and read again.
30 seconds.
In 2 seconds, Father Emmanuel Ribeiro has always been articulated his name in every Zimbabwean books, papers. He wrote a lot of books. And the government has always mentioned him. On Independence Day, he's mentioned, we talk about the flag, when we talk about national anthem, the role of the church in politics. The Father Ribeiro is there. And finally, Gibbs, you know that we have Father Mkonori, who stood between Mugabe and the army during the so-called coup, which was the change. So in other words, people must read the newspapers, must listen to the
thank you,
and must not always attack others.
Thank you, sir. Madam Mombe, you've got the last word, madam. 30 seconds, go ahead. Madam Mombe.
Ribeiro, Nerudo Ravo, Nikubatani, the boy, and Sakitavan, Etkaram Batakada.
Yes, marvelous. I think we've come to the end of our show today. It was a full house, eh? So we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Godfrey Kurawone, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Miss Savannah Madamombe, Mr. Busani Musontini, Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe, and Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. Standing home from Maryland, this is Kim Chue saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Ntlanganya, who is in Washington, and that's the name I'm going to have. Let's talk, and that's it.
Good night.